Hi, thank you for joining us. My name is Elia Escobar, and you're listening to Mi Comunidad on Mega 101. Today, we're talking to Ms. Debbie Ortiz, Chief Development Officer for AMA Schools. Thank you for joining us today, Ms. Ortiz.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We just had, I believe, Mr. Saints on the show just a couple of weeks ago, talking about the great new graphic design class that they were offering, and just, you know, so many great courses that you offer to the community and to the students, and it just continues to grow. And we would love to talk about you. The school actually has grown with the community over in the East End.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, for those of us who are not necessarily familiar with AMA, That is AAMA, which stands for the Association for the Advancement of Mexican Americans. And we were founded back in 1970. At that time, primarily the people over in the East End where we're located were mainly from were Mexican Americans. But as we've evolved for the last 50 years, we're actually serving a huge immigrant population from 32 different countries. Wow. And we're proud to have been here, you know, growing and servicing all of the different needs. So the work and learn program that you mentioned, that thank you so much for featuring that particular program. It's our newest one, mm-hmm. and it's only been around for 3 years, whereas our prevention and counseling services, which is where we help people who have substance use issues or who are at risk of communicable diseases such as HIV or hep C, they have been working since the 1970s. So it's really, I call it like the cornerstone of our organization, is helping people to overcome substance use disorders so they can, you know, then go on and lead productive lives. Well, and then the school, which you also mentioned, Sanchez Charter School, was formed in 1995. So it's been around for about 15 of those 50 years. And we now have two campuses, one of them here at 6001 Gulf Freeway, where our headquarters are. And then we also have one up in the north end of town near Parker and I-45. It's actually on Rittenhouse. And that school opened 5 years ago, and they're now also a full 6th through 12th grade campus, and they're going to have their first graduating class this year. So we're very excited about that.
How incredible. And I do remember when it first opened and they were trying to do enrollment. So it's really, I've seen, you know, the whole 360 of it from the beginning to the end. And it's just very encouraging. And, you know, we'd like to thank you for, you know, the options that you give to the community, because you serve a lot of people that are in need, whether it's returning students or, you know, starting students from the beginning, and a lot of options for parents, which I think is very important. A lot of our parents, they work and they just need that after school. They need those options for their kids. And so it's great. And you also offer adult classes as well. So it's very, very well-rounded. And, you know, we applaud you and we continue, you know, we hope that you continue to grow. And speaking of, you have a great event coming up May 9th, the Piñata Bash event. Let's talk a little bit about how that events like this continue to help the schools.
Yes, thank you so much. And I think it's actually the 7th. I was just going to look on my calendar. It's a Saturday.
Yes, and I'm so sorry. Yes.
Those types of events are really critical to helping the community understand who AMA is and what we do, but it also raises general operating funds, which is our biggest challenge. You know, particularly during the pandemic, we've had so many more students who need our help. And just as an example, you mentioned about the families who are working, the early childhood center that we have, not only services our high school students who have children, but also the community. So we are always recruiting students, you know, for the two charter schools and the early childhood center and the work and learn program, particularly working families, you know, for the early childhood. It's a wonderful program. And the way we're able to provide all of these services is to get the support of the general public. So the Piñata Bash is something that we've been doing for several years. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And this year we're very excited that Alexandria Hernandez, who is a new board member, she actually co-chaired our gala last year along with her sister, Leandra. And they are the daughters of one of our founders, Fralyn Hernandez, who works with the El Tiempo group, along with Roland Lorenzo, another co-founder. So they're hosting this year's at the El Tiempo over on Navigation.
Okay.
And it's, you know, someone was asking me this morning, well, what is that? You know, what do you do? And I said, well, it is an adult, it's a smaller event for us. So, you know, we're expecting like 75 or 100 people, but obviously we're going to have tapas, we're going to have alcoholic beverages, and we will have a pinata that they will get a chance, you know, to hit, and we'll be giving door prizes, and it's just a lot of fun. And we particularly are targeting for that event, young professionals. So it's $50 for event to attend, or you can get two tickets for $80. So that's kind of a discount.
Yes, a big one.
Through, I think, next week. So they need to come and get their tickets online right now if they'd like to attend. And that's from 10 to 2 on Saturday, May 7th.
May 7th. And where can they get those tickets?
Well, they can go to our website, which is aama.org, or they can also call my office, 713-929-2322. If they'd like to, give us their credit card information over the phone, we can take it that way too.
Sounds great. We are so looking forward to this great event. And of course, like I said, you know, these events help, you know, these kind of the organizations within the school, and of course, the different classes for the schools that are so important for the growing community, because I think it's just going to continue to grow even more.
Well, thank you so much for your support. You know, we're just so excited to be able to get the word out. And we hope you all can come out and join us.
Absolutely. Once again, that website is aama.org. The Piñata Bash event happening May 7th at El Tiempo Cantina. You know, those tickets, I think it's a great deal. You know, it has tapas and drinks for a great, great deal. And it's a great cause. So, Ms. Debbie Ortiz, thank you so much for joining us today, for giving us the invitation. And, you know, we hope to speak with you soon. And we hope you have a successful event.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You have a great day. You're listening to Mi Comunidad en Mega 101. Have a great day.